I have a tumor on my ovary and my brain.
我的见证非常的多，可是因为时间的关系，我只见证两种。
I have a lot of testimonies, but I will testify only two today.
1987年是患血肉。
In 1987, I have a sickness of bleeding.
如同马可福音5章27到29节，患血肉的妇人一样痛苦。
It's just like Mark chapter 5, verse 27 to verse 29. It's like the bleeding women.
那时候是
I've been bleeding for a month, so I decided to go to hospital to check it out.
医生检查超音波说我的卵巢里面有5公分，就是像鸡蛋那么大的瘤。So
and they find out that through the X-ray, the tumor in my ovary is actually as big as 5 centimeters.
当时我是吓一跳。So
I was afraid.
医生说，叫我到比较大的医院再进一步的确认，看是不是真的卵巢瘤。如果真的卵巢瘤，就要手术摘除才会好。And
the doctor in the clinic has suggested me to go to a bigger hospital to check it out, so to confirm it is actually a tumor in my ovary.
我就去大院检查，结果医生说卵巢里面有瘤，像鸡蛋那么大，需要手术才会好。So
I went to the hospital and the doctor has confirmed with me that I do have tumor in my ovary and is as big as 5 centimeters.
医生说要给我们安排手术的时间，叫我说回家跟家里家人商量，看什么时候手术比较好。So
the doctor told me to go home and have discussions with my family if they should go ahead with the surgery.
我就回家跟先生一起去
So I went home and talked to my husband and then returned to the hospital and scheduled an appointment with the doctor.
到医院的时候就遇到大同教会有一个接太太，她是去医院，常常去医院传福音。So
when I'm in the hospital, I met a sister from Datong Church, and she's on the way to check up as well.
她看到我们去医院，以为说我们要去探望病人。And
she knows that we are she's heading to the hospital to pay a visitation to his relative.
她就问我说，你是不是要来探望病人？ 我说不是，我们是要来安排，因为我有肿瘤，我必须要跟医生安排开刀的时间。
She actually asked me if I'm here to pay a visit to my friends or relative, but then I told her that I'm here to have a checkup for the tumor in my ovary.
他听得我说了以后，他就跟我说，你平常都是在勉励别人，要有信心。 啊，为什么没有靠神呢？
So and she told me that you always encourage other people to rely on God, but then you should do the same, just rely on God.
他说靠神祷告，哦，他说我们有病患，哦，要靠神，神一定能医治的。他语气很坚定，当时我就是。
So she was so firm in her faith that she told me to pray to God and rely on Him. So as soon as she said that, I have more faith and decided to rely on God more.
我说, 常常叫人说要靠主哦，我们遇到事情就不能靠主，就要靠医生。
Why do we always tell people to rely on God, but then when things happen and when we have a sickness or anything, then we'll just go look for a doctor?
我就跟先生商量说，那么我们就不开刀啊，我们就专心靠主。
So I decided to tell the doctor that I will not go ahead for the surgery, but instead I will rely on God and pray to Him.
先生就跟我一起到去医生，本来医生要跟我们排手术的时间，后来我们就去跟医生说，我们决定不开刀。
So originally the doctor was going to schedule an appointment for me for a surgery, but then I decided to tell the doctor that I would not go ahead for the surgery, but rely on God instead.
医生听我们说决定不开刀，吓了一跳。
So when doctor heard that I don't want to go for a surgery, and he was surprised.
医生说，既然有肿瘤跟积的那么大，为什么不开刀？医生就说，您放心，我们这里的设备是一流，医生也是一流，我们不会有差错的。
And the doctor told me that you have such a big tumor in your ovary, and you don't want to go ahead for a surgery. I don't understand why. We have a pretty good hospital, and our doctor is the best.
我们说，我知道这里的医生是一流，但是我们要靠全能的医生，他会医我们的病。我们现在决定不开刀，他也不勉强我们。他说，既然这样好，他就说不开刀，我要回诊让他检查。
So I know that the doctor in the hospital are the best, but then I want to rely on the mighty doctor of all, who is God. So I decided not to go ahead for a surgery.
当决定不开刀的时候，我们就全心靠主，有教会的弟兄帮忙带祷。
So since I decided not to go ahead for surgery, I asked the brothers and sisters in the church to pray for me.
当时大教我弟兄大家迫切为我带祷，差不多一个月以后，我再去医院长庚医院回诊，医生说奇怪，你的血都干净了呢。
So after all the brothers and sisters in the church prayed fervently for me for a month, and I returned to the hospital and have a checkup, and a doctor found out that I actually don't have a tumor in my ovary.
奇怪，你的肿瘤像积这那么大的肿瘤也不见了呢。你去哪一家的医生开刀，怎么那么厉害？你跟我讲好不好？
And the doctor told me that it is so strange that you have such a big tumor in your ovary, but then it has disappeared. And which doctor have you seen? That can you tell me which hospital have you been to?
我说，我们是靠全能的主，我们没有开刀，没有痛苦，我们是靠我们全能的主，最大的医生治病。那个医生就觉得很稀奇。说既然这样，那你那个你的血肉是干净的，你的卵巢瘤也不见了，好，那就你们的耶稣是比我们的医生更厉害。那这就是，我说对啊，就是这样啊，就是我们有遇到什么病痛哈，就是要全心靠主啊，这个过程也是很辛苦的。
I have relied on the doctor, and my tumor has disappeared, and I no longer bleed. And, and so it, as long as you rely on the mighty doctor, who is God, then, he can heal us. When we are sick, we need to see a doctor.
可是当时二十几年前，我如果那时候真的我们家境不适合我开刀，以后还有这身体要调养也是不适合，所以我就决定没有开刀，我就全心全力的靠主。
But 20 years ago, it was impossible for me to go for surgery because because of the situation in my family, and I decided to rely on God and pray to Him.
我的卵巢 去检查，因为我切除子宫啊，医生没有给我做才那个切除卵巢。
So when I go for a checkup in the hospital, the doctor has not removed the tumor in my ovary.
他说我的卵巢还是很漂亮，还是很好，没有怎样，不用切除。
And my condition, my body condition is like the same as before. That they don't need to go for a surgery.
感谢主，听我的祷告，还有听大家教会弟兄姐妹的爱心的代祷，大家知道说我病好了，都很高兴。荣耀归给主，分享神的恩典。
Thank you, Lord, that through my prayer and the prayer of the brother and sister in the church, that my sickness has recovered and I don't have to go for any surgery. Thank you, God, and may all glory to be to Him.
当时我不断有卵巢瘤啊，我差不多每个月都看一次医生，就是 B 型肝炎啦，还是眼睛痛、胃痛，每个我常常身体虚弱，常常看医生。
When I have the tumor in my body, I always have some other sickness like the soreness of my eyes and the hepatitis B and as well as my gastric problem as well.
常常有生命的威胁。
And I'm always sick.
我说我当时还才三十几岁，说我还那么年轻啊，这么还才小啊，如果我将被神叫回去，那孩子怎么办？
So I'm only 30 some years old at that time. If God decided to call me to, decided to call upon me, then what happened? What am I going to do to my children?
我就想，我说我有奉献啊，我该做有做。我自己想说啊，对哦，就是那个八点档有连续剧，我们台有连续剧。八点档那个一代皇后，那个、看完了换一代公主，哇，那个剧情很好看啊，那个戏服也很漂亮。
I thought to myself, I have paid a tithe, I have done everything that God has asked me to do. But then I remember that I have watched a series show in the night time.
就是剧组的时间跟连续剧的时间，我就是选择连续剧的时间，我就是没有去参加聚会，常常借口在家里看电视，不去参加八点的晚间聚会。
When I need to go to the church, but then I decided to stay home and watch TV.
后来真的神管教我，我知道这个真的，我就当时我想起来了，我说为什么？差不多一年多，我就常常生病，不是胃痛，啊，就是腰痛，啊，不然就眼睛很红，就常常每个月都有跑医院看医生。我说为什么这样？啊，后来我就知道原因在哪里，就是我看电视没有机会，我就悔改，我就赶快悔改。我说不敢再看电视，到现在也是一样，我是不敢说明。不是说不能看电视。
So God decided to discipline me that so I have all the sickness like the soreness in my eyes and my gastric problem and I think I shouldn't keep on watching the TV show in the night and not attend church.
所以就不要太着迷。我们当然可以看新闻啊，知道一些知识，可是。我们不要被电视迷上了，就是影响到我们的信仰，影响到聚会的时间。
So of course we can still watch news on the TV, but we shouldn't take the time that we need to attend church to watch the TV.
感谢主，我彻底悔改，我就是连续剧不看啊，八点就赶快去，每个晚上有只要教会有聚会，我就去教会参加。晚上八点的聚会。
Thank you, Lord. I repented and I decided not to watch any more TV at night, 8 o'clock in the night, and I went to attend church.
神听了我的祷告，看到我的悔改，我的身体真的一天一天的好起来。
And God has heard my prayer, that and He heard my my prayer and that my sickness has recovered slowly.
当身体好起来的时候，先生就决定说：“那我们再生个宝宝，好不好？”
So when my body get better, I actually decided. I asked my husband if we should if we should have more children.
就在生，就是现在跟我来的这个孩子。
And well, that is the daughter that I have her here together with me today.
到刚刚生的说是很可爱，可是到40天时的时候，她那个眼睛有一点红红的。When
she was born, she was very cute, but after 40 days, and there appeared some redness in her eyes.
刚刚以为说蚊子叮到，可是越来越大，越来越大，一天红红的，差不多我们这个姐妹的衣服比更红，差不多像那个帽子真的更红。So
sorry, so it is like the mosquito bite that on her eyes that it appear very red, like the color of the shirt on that sister and like the hat.
从20天到差不多 一岁就是红的，那个面积越来越大，大到这个鼻子这里，到这里眼睛这个一直红的很大片，照片照相我照，有拿去也是有拿来美国那个承德利传道有拿来美国做见证。So
the redness is so it cover a big area to the nose and then the Preacher Chen actually brought her photos to United States to testify.
去医生说会好了，不能手术，还小，在这个眼睛的下面，如果手术会影响到眼睛的神经，没有办法手术，那个红的，就是很肿，很做就这样很大便。 看到她那么可爱，我只心哦，真的哦，很心痛。So
the doctor said that she is not supposed to have any surgery because it would damage the nerves underneath her eyes. So when I see her like that, I feel very, I was heartbroken.
教会弟兄姐妹说，劝人说，你哦，这个孩子一定要，医生不行，我们在医生跟祷告之间就。 这样挣扎，是到底要看医生，还是要专心靠主？就是有教会的姐妹跟我说，你一定要靠主，你无论坐着、站着、工作，你一定要专心专心地为这个孩子祷告。So
the sister in the church say to me that if he cannot, if the doctor cannot do anything for it, then we should pray. And it doesn't matter whether you're sitting and you're sleeping or whether you're sitting or you're doing anything, doing any work, that you have to pray.
教会弟兄姐妹竭力的、努力的帮我们代祷。So
the brother and sister in the church has prayed for my daughter fervently.
我们不停的祷告靠主，没有看医生。 直到差不多五岁，她全能消；直到像现在，她就是老腰，她就是这样。感谢主，我说她如果那个没有消，这个要怎么找工作？要怎么她有自尊心，那要怎么办？So
we keep on praying, and until 5 years old, all the redness on her face has disappeared. Then I was worried that if she keep on having the redness in her face, what should she do when she grow up? She need to look for a job.
感谢神，在人的尽头是神的起头。我们在无奈无助的时候，神伸出援手帮助我们解决他那个连这样的问题。他到五岁，我们一直这中间，我们是很一直迫切祷告。我们说要怎么办？神听我们的祷告，听。 感谢神.
Thank you, Lord. When man has run out of methods, that is the beginning of God's grace on us. Then we keep on praying and thank to God that she has completely recovered.
大家同龄爱心的祷告，看到这样血管瘤这样一点一点好起来，大家信心大增，大家同享主的恩典，感谢神。So
when everybody prayed so fervently for her, then everybody and they all see the glory of God slowly a bit at a time, and thank God that she has finally recovered.
感谢神，神恩典临到你我大家，要大我们大家能够遇到没有试炼就没有恩典，没有恩典就我们就没有见证。我就是神的会愿神的恩典临到我们大家，能够被神祝福。见证到这里，愿一切荣耀颂赞归于真神。阿门。
Thank you, Lord, that if there's no incident, there will be no prayer. That if there's no prayer, the glory of God will not be shown. And thank God for all His doing. That I end my testimony here. Thank God, may all glory be unto God.
好，感谢主，我是不是太累了啊？如果讲不好，请大家多多包涵。
我这位母亲哈，其实她很多时候都是不太会表达言辞的。Thank
God. Usually my mother is not very good at expressing herself.
每次哈，我打电话回家，她每次说你要靠主，你要靠主，你要靠主。
Every time I call home and tell my mom that you have to rely on God, you have to rely on God. And you have to rely on God.
虽然他讲的这是一百遍、一千遍，可是每一次他讲的时候，我就是安静听。Though
she said it many times, but I would just listen to her in quiet.
因为他讲的都是对的。Because
whatever she say is right.
其实他觉得，其实他这一生中，他是认为他自己很卑微。In
her entire life, she thinks that she's a very inferior person.
但是我们这一家的信仰，其实就是靠她这么卑微的妈妈而建立起来的。The
faith for my entire family rely on her humbleness and her deep and her reliance on God.
她每天都花至少一个小时为家人祷告。And
every day she will pray to God for 1 hour for the family.
那我从她的身上，我也看到了。 神其实真正喜爱的，跟我们人喜爱的是不一样。To her,
I have seen that whatever man's would like is different from what God's would like.
那我也很多时候一直在跟他学习。Then
many times I have learned from her.
那他也很谦卑的也跟我学习。And
she's very humble as well. Then she will learn from me.
在他的眼里，我们孩子都是最好的。In
her eyes, all her children are the best.
所以我的自信就是从他的称赞而来的。So
my confidence has come from her growth in faith.
但是后来出来美国之后，我也渐渐发现，原来自己还是很多不足的地方。
When I have come to United States, I find that I have a lot of shortcomings.
那信仰上原来其实还是不也是很多时候是需要同龄互相彼此鼓励的。So
in our faith, that we have to rely on the encouragement, mutual encouragement from brothers and sisters.
那从刚刚他的见证里面，我也才竟然发现，原来他的信仰不是都是靠他自己的。From
her testimony, I can understand that not all her. Not she has not relied on herself to, but God.
原来也是靠着弟兄姐妹大家互相的激励，能够激发信心来靠神。Then
it was through all the brother and sister and mutual encouragement.
那也希望说我们以后彼此呢，大家在她软弱的时候互相就是这样子彼此激励。I
hope that in the future when she is weak in her. Faith, then everybody will give her courage and mutually encourage each other, and then our faith will grow.
因为我们知道在神是无所不能。
Because we know that in God, nothing is, everything is possible.
好，那我们呢就现在就结束我们这个见证的分享时间，我们一起来祷告。
Now we finish our sharing and testimony and pray together.